Hey, tailgaters! Ross of the Pigskin Tales Podcast here. Feel that summer heat? It's not just the sun, it's the thrill of upcoming college football season, stoking the coals. So get ready for the season. Dive into the history books with Homefield, the premium collegiate apparel brand from Indianapolis. Homefield crafts incredibly comfortable gear designed with iconic vintage nods over 150 colleges. A library of history right on your chest. Homefield is the Indiana Jones of collegiate apparel, uncovering hidden gems from school archives. Unique mascots, logos, and even unforgettable moments frozen in time. Visit homefieldapparel.com and shop the archives. Homefield Apparel, where comfort, nostalgia, and the spirit of college football history unite. Again, that's homefieldapparel.com.
Legendary player Red Grange once said, "The only football players in my time were fellows who really loved to play football. They were not in it for the money. There wasn't much money there. They would have played football for nothing." And we talk about Red Grange's last college game in today's football history headlines, as well as one of the greatest cornerbacks in USC Trojan history, the birthdays of Hall of Famer Troy Aikman, Sid Luckman, and Michael Strahan, all coming up in just a moment. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So, with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of the PigskinDispatch.com, and boy, have we got a great podcast for you today in the football history headlines for November 21st. I can't wait to tell you about it. As a matter of fact, I think we'll get started right now. We'll start off on November 21st, 1925 at Ohio Stadium in Columbus, Ohio. Red Grange played his final collegiate game when the University of Illinois traveled to play Ohio State in a high-profile game. Big game indeed, as over 84,000 in attendance set a national record at the time for a sporting event in paid attendance, according to the 11warriors.com website. Grange and the Illini would not disappoint their fans that day, as the final score read Illinois 14, Ohio State 9. Red Grange completed his 1923 season with 605 yards rushing and complemented by 106 yards passing, 6 touchdowns, and a whopping 7 interceptions on defense. Talk about a well-rounded player. Right after the game, Grange signed his first pro contract with the NFL's Chicago Bears and even completed that NFL season with the team. November 21st, 1931, in one of the greatest comebacks in Trojan football history, USC rallies from a 14-0 deficit with 6 minutes to play. In the final minute, John Baker kicked a 23-yard field goal to beat the Irish 16-14. After the game, USC coach Howard Jones took his entire team to visit the grave of his friend Newt Rockne in Highland Cemetery. The website IrishLegends.com goes on to tell us that in the chill of the November evening, they paid silent tribute to the fallen Irish coach. What USC had done that day was broke Notre Dame's game of 26 undefeated games. November 21st, 1998, at Legion Field in Birmingham, Alabama, this was the 63rd time that Alabama and Auburn had met competitively on the gridiron. It would also be the last time that old Legion Field would be the venue of the spectacle, per the Alabama News Center website. Auburn jumped out to a 17-0 early lead, but it dwindled to 3 points by halftime. The Tide made some further adjustments in the locker room, and with a strong defense and a couple of Sean Alexander scores on the ground, Alabama defeated Auburn 31-17 in a game dubbed as the Iron Bowl. November 21st, 2004, at Frank Clair Stadium in Ottawa, it was the CFL's 92nd Grey Cup as the Toronto Argonauts knocked off the BC Lions 27-19. This was the first Grey Cup game played on the next generation field turf service, according to the OnThisDay.com website. Now let's take a break from our football history headlines for just a moment. Focus in on that subscribe button on the Embed Player. Click it so you get all the podcasts released right to you as soon as we release them. Also, you can reach us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Right now, I've got a message from one of my friends at the Sports History Network.
Hi, this is John Gidley. Join me each Friday for a trip into the football attic, where I'll delve into forgotten but noteworthy stories of the National Football League. You're bound to learn something new or have your memory jogged each week. That's every Friday, only on the Sports History Network and wherever podcasts are available.
It's that time in our program where we like to talk about the birthdays of Hall of Famers for this November 21st. And we'll start off in the year 1897 on November 21st in Des Moines, Iowa. The great Iowa quarterback Aubrey Devine was born. Aubrey was under center for the Hawkeyes from 1919 through the 1921 season. According to the NFF's bio on him, Devine was a project by Iowa coach Howard Jones, who saw some raw qualities in Aubrey that knew with a little coaching he could become a great leader of his team needed to succeed. It was in the 1921 season that the hard work and determination paid off. Aubrey Devine directed Iowa to its first undefeated and untied season at 7-0. Aubrey was awarded with the All-Conference and All-American honors as the Hawkeyes outscored their opposition 225-36. Iowa wasted little time establishing its greatness that year, using the second game of the season to chalk up a 10-7 upset at Notre Dame, ending a 20-game Irish winning streak. The National Football Foundation selected Aubrey Devine to enter into their College Football Hall of Fame in the year 1973. November 21st, 1916, in Brooklyn, New York, Sid Luckman, the legendary halfback from Columbia University, celebrated his birth. Per the footballfoundation.org website, Luckman was a versatile player as he called the signals, ran the ball, passed it, punted it, kicked extra points, and played safety on defense. He had an immediate impact on Columbia's program. For his first game, which was against Maine, he ran 40 yards for a touchdown and threw two touchdown passes. In his senior year, he returned a kickoff 85 yards for a TD, threw two TD passes, and kicked an extra point to lead Columbia to a 20-18 upset over a strong Army team. The College Football Hall of Fame enshrined him in 1960. Sid was drafted by George Halas and the Chicago Bears, and he was something special for the Bears. Per the Pro Football Hall of Fame website, Luckman, in 12 seasons playing for the Bears, mastered the T formation and threw for 137 touchdowns and 14,686 yards. Sid tossed seven of those touchdowns in just one game. You can check that out on our November 14th podcast and post. And he tossed five more of them in a 1943 NFL title game. And those two games helped propel Luckman to earn the 1943 NFL MVP award. Sid's handling of the T formation also led to a 73-0 final score in the 1940 NFL championship game. He had all the coaches clamoring to try to master that offense that he ran so well. Among his awards, Luckman was an All-NFL five times in his career, and the Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrined Sid Luckman in the year 1965. November 21st, 1931, in Orange, New Jersey, Jim Ringo from Syracuse University has his birth celebrated. ProFootballHOF.com tells us that Jim played center for 15 seasons in the NFL for the Green Bay Packers, and during his career, he played on three championship teams and in 10 Pro Bowls. He was an all-league selection seven times as an undersized lineman who used his smarts as well as his speed to block the best the defenses had to offer. Pro Football Hall of Fame inducted Jim Ringo in 1981's enshrinement class. November 21st, 1964, Dangerfield, Texas, Thomas Everett, the fantastic safety from Baylor University, came into this world. Thomas started out as a cornerback, but coaches later moved him to safety. What a great move, as the NFF reports that he recorded 99 tackles and made the most dramatic play of a sophomore season against Texas, which was a 46-yard interception return for a touchdown that sealed an upset win over the Longhorns. In his junior year, he blossomed into one of the best D-backs in the nation, earning first-team All-American honors. In his senior year, he became a unanimous All-American selection. The National Football Foundation voted Thomas Everett into their College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2006. November 21st, 1966, Troy Aikman, the outstanding quarterback from UCLA, was born. Troy started out his college career at Oklahoma University, but transferred to UCLA. And as a Bruin, he soon became the starter and earned the honor of being named a consensus All-American. Aikman finished third in the Heisman Trophy voting in 1988 and led UCLA to a number one ranking during the season per the NFF. His 228 completions in a season is still a record, and his completion percentage of 64.8% is off the charts. Troy Aikman was ushered into the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2008. After school, Aikman was picked by the Dallas Cowboys in the 1989 NFL Draft as a number one pick. In his 12-year pro career with the Boys, he made six Pro Bowl rosters and was at the helm of three Super Bowl victories. The Pro Football Hall of Fame selected Troy Aikman to join the Gold Jacket Club in 2006. Since his playing days, he has been one of the top NFL color analysts for Fox Broadcasting. November 21, 1971, in Houston, Texas, Michael Strahan celebrates his birthday on this day. The bio of Michael on the Pro Football Hall of Fame site is a really great one. He was a second-round pick of the New York Football Giants in the 1993 NFL Draft. He played for 15 seasons, racking up 141.5 sacks, and won the 2001 NFL Defensive Player of the Year award. Strahan's 22.5 sacks in the 2001 season set an all-time NFL record. He played in seven Pro Bowl games and was an All-NFC and All-Pro five times each and made the 2000s All-Decade team. Michael went out in style, too, as his last game was a victory in Super Bowl 42. The Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrined Michael Strahan in the year 2014. We hope you found this Football History Headlines informative, and we want to thank you for listening to our podcast and making it one of the fastest-growing football history podcasts in the game today. We want to also welcome you to come to tomorrow's podcast for November 22nd as we talk about a Heisman Trophy is won by a man that would later become a great college coach. The Cleveland Browns put up 303 yards by one player in a game. And the Patriots become a franchise and the AFL's initial draft takes place all on tomorrow. So don't miss it. Make sure you subscribe and check out some of our other Sports History Network podcasts. I'm looking out at the defense, and I've got backers crowding the line. I'm going to call an audible and get on out of here. Tune in tomorrow for more Pigskin Dispatch. If you want to get contact us, we're at pigskindispatch@gmail.com, and we'll see you tomorrow, folks. We encourage you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, and hit us up on your email, pigskindispatch@gmail.com. See us on Twitter and Facebook, too, and subscribe to this podcast. We'd love to hear from you.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. Hope you enjoyed another nostalgic episode here on the Sports History Network. By now, you've heard us rave about two books, The Golf Round I'll Never Forget and NBA 75, The Definitive History. Have you snagged your copies yet? If so, well, we applaud you for great taste. But if you haven't, well, listen up, because our generous partners over at Firefly Books are giving away a free copy of each book to one of our dedicated fans. To enter the giveaway for your chance at winning one of these awesome books, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. Good luck, and remember, you can come back daily to earn more entries. Hey there, sports history fan. Hope you enjoyed another nostalgic episode here on the Sports History Network. By now, you've heard us rave about two books, The Golf Round I'll Never Forget and NBA 75, The Definitive History. Have you snagged your copies yet? If so, well, we applaud you for great taste. But if you haven't, well, listen up, because our generous partners over at Firefly Books are giving away a free copy of each book to one of our dedicated fans. To enter the giveaway for your chance at winning one of these awesome books, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. Good luck, and remember, you can come back daily to earn more entries.